Welcome to Open House, the program about all things SGA. My name is Kyle Atwood, and I'll be introducing you to our guest today as we'll be talking about some updates. Firstly, I'm incredibly excited to share this first announcement. Anastasia Helms, a representative of the Class of 2023, will be hosting the Diagnose Not Defined initiative to combat the negative stigma associated with mental labels. By bringing the TCU community together, Anastasia strives to advocate for every individual on this campus who has a medical diagnosis to show that our differences unite us. There will be two Diagnose Not Defined outreach days on February 10th and March 26th, so be sure to come out and show support for your peers. The Academic Affairs Committee will be tabling in front of Founders Statue on February 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. If you have any ideas for improving academics at TCU, be sure to swing by. Breakfast burritos from Dutch's will be provided. The Dining Services Committee is conducting a survey to determine which cereals will be provided in Market Square. To receive a voting link, email Drew Stewart at drew.stewart@tcu.edu. And finally, does your student organization want to host a big event? Do you need funds to make it happen? Lucky for you, as the Finance Committee application for student organizations is officially open. Go to sga.tcu.edu and click the funding tab for more information. With those out of the way, I'm excited to introduce our guest for today. He is the Vice President of Operations, and he previously served as the Outreach Committee Chair, as well as a Neely representative. And in my opinion, I think he truly lives out the word kindness on a daily basis. Aww. He is Ryan Chandler.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate that. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So how are you feeling after the Super Bowl? Big win for you guys.
I feel incredible. I'm from Kansas City, lifelong Chiefs fan. And so I went up over the weekend, watched it at KC Power and Light, and got back, and it was just it was an incredible experience, and even more so for my dad and all the adults in Kansas City have waited closer to 50 years. But I'm pumped up. I'm still very pumped up about it. I'm gonna brag as much as I can.
But. Oh, definitely. Yeah. You guys started off with a big win against my Jaguars this season. So.
Oh man, Jaguars! I love Gardner though.
I know.
I'm sure they're next.
That was fun. So, do you want to describe for us what you do as vice president?
Yeah, absolutely. So, serve as vice president of operations, as Kyle said, which will be merged with the VP of external affairs next year into one vice president position. But what I do is I kind of overlook. The internal SGA. So that's kind of being a project manager for any project that comes through SGA, whether that be through the House of Representatives, the Crew of the End, Frog Aids. So basically when something is now in action, when someone passes a bill, I get to be the kind of person who helps them out, like points them in the right direction of the resources they need, saying you should go see this person, we can do this, blah, blah, blah. So kind of being a project manager is my favorite part of that job. I also get to serve as kind of a tie with the administration. I get to help President Josh Wickhoff a lot in those aspects and also whatever he needs from me. He's a very busy guy. And then there are a few kind of more defined roles. One is I'm head of the Scantron Initiative, so I get to pack all the Scantrons that come through TCU, which is very...
Big task. Right?
Yeah. That's it builds character for sure. And I also get to oversee the shuttles that go to the airport, which is also a very fun job. But and then I also kind of have my own projects I get to work on individually, and that's been really fun this year.
That's awesome. So I know you have a lot of passionate representatives walking your door. What are some of the projects that you've enjoyed most helping out with?
Oh, man, you just said it. Anastasia Helms came in about 4 weeks ago. And she was all heart, and she gave a really, really passionate speech when she was presenting that bill to the House. And it was the same thing when she came in my office. So I kind of got her on board in Random Acts of Kindness Day to kind of pass that torch, because I'm a junior. She's a new freshman. Maybe, once I'm out of SGA, I want that to keep going. And she really got a feel for, like, these initiatives where we have a mission, and we also get to get out there in front of the student body and work with all them and do that. So that's been really fun so far. There have been a few other projects of just freshmen, a lot of freshmen coming in, which is really cool because they have all these great ideas. And, they get the funding, and they're like, wow, like that was awesome. The bill passed, and then it's like, now what do I do? So that's been really cool. Caroline Durham has been in my office, and then I get to work with a lot of people who kind of share a similar vision to me, where I'd say like, hey, I really believe that we should have free feminine hygiene products on campus. And then I get some people coming in and be like, hey, I want to assist you with that. How can I do that? But having people come to my office has been probably one of the coolest job parts about the job. And I take a Polaroid of everyone who does. They're on my wall of fame. But man, it's great to see so much ambition and so much hunger and a lot of the younger kids.
Yeah, definitely. The incoming classes were great interviews coming from somebody who did ENR stuff. So I'm super excited to see how SGA turns out in the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
So you mentioned Random Acts of Kindness Day, which I know you were pivotal in starting with Kitty Gavark. So you want to talk about the process of how that started?
Oh, man, yeah. So I came in. I got appointed as a freshman in September of 2017. And Kitty Gavark was one of the other also like very new freshmen appointed. And so was Jack Leonard. Great group of people there, but
the big name.
Yeah, the big name. But Katie and I sat down one day and we're like, all right, well, we're here. We don't want to do anything because we don't want to just be voting members. We want to participate even though we're freshmen. So we sat down. We just came up a lot with all these ideas, and we kind of talked about high school and shared a very similar story of some tragic stuff that happened at our high school, but we both responded in the same way of doing a random acts of kindness day at our own high school. And it wasn't necessarily a day, but it was just like things we could do to spread positivity. So we're like, well, what if we just made that into a day and kind of just poured love over TCU's campus? And we're like, okay. So we went to Abby Wydick, who was in my position 2 years ago, as a vice president of operations, and we're like, we don't know what to do. And she helped us out, gave us all the resources we needed, got a bill, took it to House, and passed. So we've been doing that for 3 years now, and that's my favorite project by far. So basically what we do is on World Kindness Day, which is, I think, November 13th, we go out into the commons and buy a lot of stuff, a lot of donuts, a lot of roses. We tag them, you're loved, pass it on. Anything like cool Redbubble stickers, and we just give them away and advertise it so people kind of do it on themselves too. So if they're at Chick-fil-A, they buy the person behind them a meal. And that actually happened to me. The person in front of me bought my meal. I had no idea who they were. So it came full circle. And that was like my first experience of being like, wow, I'm in a position where I have the resources where I can make concrete, tangible change. Mm-hmm. We need to do more of that.
That's awesome. Now, I know the passing of Andrew Walker kind of really hit you hard in the past couple of years here, and I personally saw a big change. You were incredibly passionate. You were already passionate, but it took it to another level after that. So how did you change in how you represented the student body after that moment?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of – so Andrew and I were fraternity brothers. We were pledge brothers, and I had similar experiences with that in high school, so I knew the best way to respond to a tragedy like this. And I was hurting, my fraternity was hurting, all the people he impacted were hurting bad, and the campus was hurting. And it wasn't just Andrew, TCU had tragedies going on. And I guess I realized that the number one priority at the end of the day is just loving on each other, creating a culture of family, being there for one another. So that's when I realized, like, all the resources we do have on this campus are very special. The mental health center and things like that. And I was able to get some guys there. And it was really special, though, the way that everyone came together. And I guess being on the receiving end of that really showed me how special this campus is. And at the end, we're SGA, we're a governing body, but at the end of the day, we represent TCU, and this is a family. And definitely, kind of look at this position as looking out for my brothers and sisters, and giving them, trying to do everything to make them give them the best college experience possible, or do anything I can to make this place a better place.
That's awesome. So, to pivot a little bit here, so what does Ryan Chandler do in his free time? What do you enjoy doing?
Yeah, so weirdly enough, I'm training for a half marathon right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is not fun because I do not like running. I discovered that. I ran a Tough Mudder last semester, and that's just something I'm very competitive. So once someone talks me into it, I got to do it. Mm-hmm. But I really do not enjoy it. so I'm forcing myself to run. I'm also a boxer. I've boxed for a few years. No one really expects that from me because I'm a very peaceful guy, and I am a very peaceful guy, but I really enjoy the sport. Oh, man. Big Chiefs fan, obviously. But I think that if anyone asks who Ryan Chandler was, I'm a social butterfly. I really try to meet as many people as I can on this campus and form relationships, and looking forward to meeting many more in the next year and a half.
Yeah, you definitely do a great job with that in-house, touching every single individual there.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
Every rep is so special, and every person on this campus is very special. They have their own story, their own background. They all come from different places, and that's what I really like about TCU. It's not, we're all from Texas. It's, you know, I'm from California. I'm from Boston. Everyone has their own story, and, man, the people at this school make it so special.
Mm-hmm. So outside of anything SGA related, what is your favorite moment on this campus or in your past 3 years?
My favorite moment. Oh, man, that's tough. I think there are a few that come to mind. Beating UT is one.
That was a big one. This past year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My freshman year going to the Big 12 championship was another.
Oh, that was
which
huge.
I totally took for granted because we were so good. And and we are going to be good. I know that. But, man, that was really cool just to go to Cowboy Stadium my freshman year and mm-hmm. just walk into a school with an incredible program. Beating West Virginia in basketball was also really cool. Got to storm the court that game. Outside sports related, my favorite day is Random Acts of Kindness Day just because how the whole campus reacts.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of how we touched on before, the way the campus came together in love after we faced some tragedies, it opened my eyes to how special this place was. I don't even think I can pick a single favorite day on this campus because honestly, every day has been incredible. And I'm trying to slow down time right now. I got a year and a half left, but already don't want to leave.
I feel you, dude. So, before graduation, what is one more thing you'd like to do on this campus?
Man, there are a few projects I really want to lock down, and it's been a long, long process. A few of which that are in the process that I really want are, you know, feminine hygiene products in every bathroom, and that's going to take a lot of time, and I recognize that. But at least being able to start that conversation and passing the torch and assisting with that. You know, fun projects like having a more tradition, like having a farmer's market in the commons. I think, like, those are two projects I really want to nail down. But I also just want to be able to say yes to everything, going, you know, to every sports game or fun TCU tradition and taking all that in. I think that's what is most important to me in my college experience, is just being there.
That's awesome. Well, Ryan, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Kyle.
And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll have an episode for you next week.